From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The University of Missouri is forming a competitive chess team, according to a press release on Wednesday. Romanian chess grandmaster Christian Calera was tabbed as the team's first coach. Calera, the youngest person to earn the title of grandmaster in Romania at the age of 18, was also a member of the University of Texas's college chess team. He says he thrived in the competitive environment and is excited to do that again with MU's chess team.
It would be great to get on that national stage and potentially win a championship. I hope to be competitive on a national standpoint in the first year.
Calera is currently seeking grandmaster-level players for the team. The program will also offer scholarships to the players. The Republican House Speaker called a bill to ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected a priority yesterday, but a Democratic leader cautioned that enacting it could blow a massive hole in Missouri's budget. An estimate by legislative researchers put the bill's price tag up to $7 billion. The bill includes an exception for medical emergencies, but not for cases of rape or incest. Department of Social Services officials told legislative researchers that not including those exceptions could conflict with federal law and result in the loss of all federal Medicaid funds, according to the fiscal note. The bill would also require providers to check for a fetal heartbeat before performing abortions or pay a $1,000 fine. Failure to do so could result in the loss of physicians' medical licenses. The bill is scheduled for a House committee vote on Tuesday. Boone County's latest 2018 health assessment shows mental health as one of the county's biggest areas of focus. KBIA's Cassidy Arena has the report.
The assessment shows four main issues for Columbia residents' status: mental health, basic needs, medical and dental, and housing. These aren't new topics for the assessment, which is released every 5 years, but rather the amount of reports made for each category. Jason Wilcox is the senior planner for Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services. He says there has been an increase in concerns for mental health since the year 2013.
We just heard it a lot more this time around than we did before. It seemed to be called out and people weren't so much afraid to talk about it.
Wilcox says the stigma around mental illness seemed to have shifted due to the fact that more people realize the connections between substance abuse and mental health. With the new information gathered, the department's next step is to organize committees to tackle the individual issues head-on. Cassidy Arena, KBIA News.
Missouri filed a notice of appeal with the NCAA's Committee on Infractions yesterday, beginning what could be a lengthy fight of what it considers overly harsh sanctions levied against three of its programs for academic misconduct involving a former tutor. The NCAA banned the football, baseball, and softball teams for the postseason for a year and placed the entire athletic department on probation late last month. Missouri also was docked scholarships and given recruiting restrictions, among numerous other punishments. The notice of appeal begins a back and forth between the school and the NCAA that is expected to take at least 6 months. Typically, any penalties are put on hold while the case is winding towards its conclusion, meaning the three programs in question would retain their postseason eligibility. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.